Hello, and welcome to another edition of Forrester CXCast. Each week, we speak with an analyst from the customer experience team about their research or discuss a customer experience topic in the news. My name is Deanna Laufer, along with my co-host Sam Stern. You'll hear our voice each week. This week, we're joined by Forrester Principal Analyst Leah Bewley in our San Francisco office, who is going to be speaking to us about modernizing user experience. Welcome, Leah.
Hi, guys.
To start off, can you explain what exactly is user experience?
Yes, of course. So user experience is, I like to think of it as a process that firms can use to create products or services or even systems that are easy and effective and emotionally engaging from the perspective of the people who have to use them. That process entails a couple of key activities. It entails doing research into real users' needs. It entails doing design from a kind of iterative perspective where you create a solution, you then test it with customers or users, then see what worked and what didn't, and then you improve based on that. And then a really critical component of user experience work is usability testing and ensuring that the design is, in the end, behaving as expected and meets both users' needs but also business goals. So that's it in a nutshell.
Has the role of user experience changed over time?
Yeah, it has actually, and it's really connected actually to the evolution of software, I would say. User experience is kind of a newish discipline. It started to come into existence in the 80s when software became more prevalent for commercial use. And in the 80s, a user experience wasn't called user experience. It was called like usability or even like human-computer interaction. But it was really about how do you help people use complex systems to accomplish specific tasks. And the focus was efficiency and reducing time and reducing errors and just making sure that people who were trained to use a system could actually use the system as intended. The web kind of changed everything, actually. When the web came along in the mid-90s, all of a sudden you had sort of non-expert people who were using computers in much greater numbers. And as a result, user experience people multiplied and came out in big numbers, focusing on how do you get people to navigate through kind of complex information spaces and do transactional activities on websites that they themselves, you know, could potentially opt out of at any moment in time. So user experience folks started learning how to drive conversions, how to get people into funnels and through funnels, how to create navigation structures that help people get where you want them to go. And so the skill set really moved from what I would call sort of core raw usability to more transaction-focused design skills. And then, you know, today we have mobile, which changes everything yet again. And now user experience professionals think a lot about how to design for context of use and to design experiences that jump across devices and across channels and where people can come in through the front door or the side door or the back door. It's a really different set of skills that people are developing. And that's not even the end of it, actually. In Silicon Valley, where I'm based, there's just some really interesting activity going on that hints at what the future might hold. We see a lot of VC firms, or several VC firms at least, who are starting to bring on design partners to really actually sort of help portfolio companies build experience design capabilities at the outset and into the core of their business. The startups that have either designers as founders, like Slack was founded by designer Stuart Butterfield, or have a really strong design tradition, and they're getting really massive valuations as a result of that. And we see even firms like Google Ventures who are really putting a lot of emphasis into design coaching as core to the product. And it suggests that experience design has advanced even a step further, from usability to the importance of transactions to being, you know, creating kind of omni-channel experiences to now being really central to the value of a business. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see where the field evolves beyond that. But it's made the role of user experience a lot more interesting in business than it was years and years ago, and it was just a usability tester in a lab. And it's also made businesses look in a more serious way towards whether they need to build out a more significant capability around user experience. And a lot of companies are doing that now.
It's interesting that you name-checked Google Ventures. I was listening to Startup, the new Alex Bloomberg sort of Gimlet Media podcast empire, and Google Ventures helped him to test a prototype of his new podcast app with users, and they were talking through for sort of like a lay audience the process of user testing and concept testing and iterative design. So it's just interesting to hear them come up there and now come up again in this context.
That's so cool. Yeah, I heard that the latest episode of Startup is about UX, and I haven't listened yet, but I'm so excited. Anytime there's anything outside of the actual like field of UX that helps educate people about what the process really is.
So what does it mean for a firm to treat UX as a strategic role, like you've been talking about? Does that change the type of activities and projects that UX professionals should be involved in the business?
It's interesting you ask that, actually. I did a survey late last year to try to understand better the type of work that UX professionals are doing in their organizations. And when I analyzed the data, what I saw was that there are actually three sort of different flavors of how UX is getting set up in firms. The first, which honestly is a pretty unsophisticated approach, is firms who will just have user interface designers and maybe some usability testing. And they're fixing really gross or sort of evident usability problems, but they're not able to do much more than that. And, you know, there's a fair number of firms who are really still in that mode. There also are firms who I would say are advancing their user experience capabilities, and they're putting in place full-fledged teams that have researchers on them and interaction designers and visual designers and prototypers, and they're partnering really closely with agile development teams. And bit by bit, they're applying user experience or user-centered design practices to each new feature that gets deployed. And those teams are having more success, but it doesn't necessarily help get to, you know, business model reinvention or some of these other bigger, more ambitious things that UX can help with. And so there's yet a third type of team that we see evident in a few places, where there's a kind of a component of UX that's set up to actually think about the whole end-to-end journey and to do not just usability testing, but upfront, almost ethnographic-style research into unmet customer needs to identify where there are possibilities to take new offerings. So those teams, what I would say strategic kind of teams, have a couple defining characteristics. They have people on staff whose job is not to think about designing at a specific channel or touch point, but who specifically are tasked with designing the ideal state end-to-end experience. They have people on staff who are dedicated to doing ethnographic research, not just usability testing. And they have centralized functions where they're responsible for setting standards, contributing to governance around the quality of the experience, and maybe most critically, partnering with colleagues in customer experience, product management, engineering, to make sure that processes are in place where great UX work can actually take place. So we see this in place, actually, in firms. USAA definitely has a strong design group that thinks about the broad end-to-end member experience and then helps set standards and guidelines that influence not just digital interactions, but also what happens in the call center. And places like USAA do something similar, where they will essentially design the end-to-end experience, not just like what should happen on the mobile, what should happen on the website, but also what is the call center experience going to look like, and even what's the signage that members will see when they go into the physical parking lot to find their car. So the examples are out there, but it's definitely a few firms, a rarefied few, that are doing this kind of work so far.
So for firms that are in the nascent stage with just maybe the focused on one channel, just UI designers, how do you convince them of the value of investing in a more strategic and a more advanced UX team?
Mm-hmm. I always think of this as kind of the Trojan horse, is just to make sure that you're, number one, doing usability research and elevating the findings of that research in a way that colleagues in the firm can really sort of understand. I mean, just as happened in the Gimlet Media's case, actually getting out and testing what you think is a good design concept or a good product experience will inevitably point you towards opportunities where a broader experience design approach could actually change what the offering is. So making sure that usability testing is happening is step one. Step two, I think is, I don't know if this is devious, but I think it's good to create a little bit of fear and a point at what else is happening in the industry. I mean, I think even firms that are pretty comfortable right now are in many cases, seeing really interesting stuff coming from the startup community and from other disruptors who potential disruptors who have easy inroads now that technology makes it so simple to spin up new businesses. So just looking at the level of change that's going on in your industry and some of the more experience-focused forerunners and helping to create awareness internally that that's something that your own firm is going to need to reckon with soon can start to create a burning platform. But for my money, ultimately, I think that what really has to happen is firms have to hire strong user experience leaders, and they themselves can build a more robust case for the value of user experience and the appropriate level of staffing that their firms will need if they actually want to sort of think smartly about the end-to-end customer experience and from an experience design perspective.
Now, we write primarily for CX professionals, and I know in your research you found in a lot of organizations those two groups tend to be separate. What do you find the relationship is between UX teams and CX teams in some of these organizations?
Yeah, it's interesting. There's no standard blueprint yet, to be honest. I think what I've seen is that if you go firm by firm, not just the relationship between customer experience and user experience, but even the definition of customer experience or user experience varies. Mm. I see some firms that have strong customer experience practices, and then user experience is starting to be kind of aligned underneath that. Discover, I think, is a good example of that. I see some firms that have a customer experience practice sort of living more on the marketing side of the house and a user experience practice living more on the technology side of the house. And there's a conceptual digital wall that divides them, and they really don't work together much, if at all. And then I see some firms that actually where customer experience means sort of more the more classic customer service and support role, and that user experience is actually it's the tail wagging the dog around design of the whole customer journey. So I think the first thing is to acknowledge that there's no standard rule yet, but I do think the most common model probably is where CX is on the kind of marketing side of the house and UX is on the technology side of the house. And I think the understanding about how these two roles can fit together is actually been really, it's been confused by terminology. You get into it and they're like, well, who's a customer and who's a user and what do they have the same kind of experience and what does it really mean? And for my money, what I've been trying to do to just untangle this in my own mind is actually look at the work that the two types of professionals do. And what I've seen by talking to people in those roles and even like looking at job descriptions and things like that is that CX professionals really, their bread and butter is measurement of the experience and diagnosing areas where that experience needs to be improved. And it's really rare to find a CX team that actually has robust experience design capabilities on that team. And UX professionals don't do much around measurement, and they don't get involved in things like governance, but they have really robust experience design capabilities. And interestingly, both sides, CX and UX, do research. They do customer research in their own ways. I'd say CX tends to be more survey-based and quantitative, and UX is more kind of ethnographic and qualitative. And they both set their own strategies. But because they're not working together in many places, their research never quite syncs up, and their strategies don't sync up. And that's a myth right now. I think if firms could actually just start to see that CX and UX have specific disciplines that together are complementary and trying to assess issues with customer experience and then design improved customer experiences, they would start to get more aligned in terms of their strategies, and firms would find they have less disjointed customer experiences across the end-to-end journey. So I'm all for building a bridge between CX and UX where possible. But I my short answer to that question is they have real differences in terms of what they do and what their backgrounds are, and they're quite complementary, actually.
For listeners who want to hear more about this topic, please check out Leah's new report, How to Modernize UX. And thank you for joining us today, Leah.
Thanks. I enjoyed it.
Bye for now.
Bye. Thank you for listening to this week's CXcast. We'll post links to the reports we mentioned in the blog post where we host the podcast and in the show notes for the podcast itself. For questions or suggestions, please contact Kurt Nichols at cnichols@forrester.com. And remember, your customer's perception is your CX reality.